This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 161 for Friday, November 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed with a negative bias on Friday, despite rising crude and vegetable oil prices. Crude oil is making fractional gains on Friday morning, as Iraq and Saudi Arabia plan on more meetings to stabilize the market, while the European Union works on a price cap for Russian crude oil, and new COVID-19 cases continue to rise in China. Chicago soybean is steady to higher, while there are larger increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Chicago Board of Trade is having an abbreviated trading session on Friday, the day after U.S. Thanksgiving. The Canadian dollar is down one quarter of a United States cent this morning. The January canola contract is up 30 cents per ton at $820.90. In the U.S., corn is higher, while wheat and soybeans are mixed after a day's off trading on Thursday due to Thanksgiving. The USDA is reporting weekly export sales for corn at 1.85 million tons old crop and 628,000 tons of new crop, which includes a 1 million ton sale to Mexico. Corn futures have been bearish recently due to lower figures from the U.S. export sales program for 2022-23. Crop conditions are favorable in Brazil, but light rain is in the forecast for southern Brazil and Argentina. The December corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.68. Weekly export sales for U.S. soybeans totaled at 690,000 tons for beans and 516,000 tons for soy meal, with the latter exceeding previous estimates. Dry weather conditions are delaying planting in Argentina, where 19% of the crop has been planted, behind the 39% from last year's pace. The rising number of COVID-19 cases in China could also reduce demand for soybeans. The January soybean contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $14.35. For U.S. wheat, weekly export sales were tabulated at 511,000 tons for all varieties, the majority being hard red spring wheat. Iraq has tendered for milling wheat, with reports they bought 200,000 tons of Australian wheat and 100,000 tons of Canadian wheat. Egypt was said to buy 175,000 tons of wheat from Russia. In the U.S. Southwest, weather forecasts are projecting rain for hard red wheat growing areas. Reports from the Black Sea are saying that 100 grain vessels remain in Istanbul for inspection, with an average of 2.5 ships cleared per day. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.92. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.32. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is also up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.60. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.